This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Xcel Energy, Colorado's largest power company, will soon have a new leader. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Current President Alice Jackson will climb to a senior vice president role. The new president of Xcel Energy Colorado will be Robert Kenney, a longtime executive with Pacific Gas and Electric in California. In that position, Kenney helped PG&E navigate bankruptcy after its power lines were found responsible for igniting multiple deadly wildfires across the state. He also pushed for rate hikes to fund a rapid transition to renewable energy. Kenney will assume the new role next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The High Park Fire in Taylor County is 27% contained after a weekend of suppression efforts. Officials say the fire occupies about 1,500 acres. That's a little under 2.5 square miles. In an update yesterday morning, Lathan Johnson with the incident management team said the fire is still about 4 miles west of Cripple Creek.
Some real tough terrain, some really hard places to fight fire in here. So our goal is to limit the spread and keep it as small as possible, but we're facing some really challenging conditions in terms of weather and fire behavior.
The evacuation center for residents has been moved to Woodland Park Community Church. This is CPR News. For Denver tonight, mostly cloudy skies, lows in the mid-50s, Vail, possible thunderstorms in the lower 40s, Grand Junction, cloudy in the mid-50s. In Boulder, it's 84 degrees, Vail, 70. It's 4:06.